Though the U.S. government has opted out of the Kyoto Treaty, nearly 30 states have developed their own plans to combat global warming. Connecticut has one of the most comprehensive plans. Along with other New England states and some Canadian provinces, Connecticut wants to reduce regional greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2010. The state's plans include imposing stricter automobile emission standards, promoting renewable energy sources, and raising the energy efficiency of buildings at state universities. Gina McCarthy is commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection, and she says the states have to take the lead.
While the federal government has chosen not to join Kyoto, I think the states see an immediate need to address the issue. And that really should be no surprise to people. Very often, these environmental issues are first heard at the state level. For example, in the New England area, we've had interstate collaborations on issues since well before EPA came around. We've worked on acid rain issues before it was recognized as an issue at the federal level. So we feel this is a little bit of business as usual in terms of the state wanting to be out in front of an issue and hearing about it and understanding it and seeing the impacts firsthand.
You know, one of the criticisms of some programs like this is that consumers in the end can end up paying more, whether it's for electricity, for gasoline, for the car they buy. Is that a fear, do you think, in Connecticut?
This is not about an environmental issue. This is really about fundamental quality of life issues. So we were really obligated from day one to look at the economics. And what we attempted to do with our plan was to talk about the costs and benefits, but to look beyond the immediate horizon. You have to look at things like energy efficiency as perhaps costing a little bit more, appliances costing a little bit more. But if you look at it down the road, the extra cost today is borne out in lower operating and maintenance costs in the future. It's borne out in increased efficiency, which over the long term can be of significant advantage.
So short-term costs, long-term gain, but is that a tough thing to try to sell to people?
It's tough to tell people that we need to do something this dramatic on climate change. So education becomes a key component of this. Every state has recognized that we need to be better in the public education side. We need to look at green buildings. If you look at our schools, I think that everybody looks at the schools built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and scratches their head as to why we ever built schools that looked like that. Why didn't they have sunlight? Why didn't they have windows that open? And much of what we're doing now to address climate change and to look at green buildings is actually going back to what we used to do.
If you have a lot of states in the country now coming up with their own climate plans, couldn't that lead to a situation of some chaos, different regulations, state to state, all over the country?
The history in the United States is on the environmental front is that, for the most part, the federal government isn't the first responder on environmental issues. It is the states. We tend to push the envelope. We tend to respond very quickly. I guess many would argue that as the states take action, it really adds pressure at the federal level to begin to take a hold of this and make sure that we're not doing things in a way that would disrupt the normal flow of business. So in many ways, we believe that state action will test ideas that can move forward on the federal level and eventually support a strong federal response on climate change.
I wonder if there's a kind of tug of war that goes on here. If Connecticut is trying to attract business to its state, make itself as appealing as possible, wouldn't there be some companies who would say, look, I want to go to a state that has less regulation that's not going to make me jump through all these environmental hoops?
What we're trying to do is position the state of Connecticut to actually attract some of the most innovative businesses that are out there who are willing to step up to the plate and turn climate change challenge into an opportunity for new markets. We want fuel cells to happen here. We want the hydrogen infrastructure to begin to be developed here. Because if what we're looking at is correct, climate change means a significant change in the way we do business, as well as the technologies we use and the energy we use. We want to be riding that wave, not be buried by it.
Gina McCarthy, thanks for talking with us.
Melissa, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Gina McCarthy is Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection for Connecticut.